Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
Oh, you gotta get to your seat, bitch.
I'm coming.
I want the world to know. I got to let it show.
Damn, that was good.
How you doing?
I thought the actual song was playing.
I know.
Damn!
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm living the dream, man.
Yeah, you are, man.
Yeah, I am.
You are about to be uncrippled.
That's my goddamn.
Let's hear it.
Ya bitch walking, granted in a boot, and also I'm supposed to be putting 50% weight on it. Okay, listen, for everyone just joining us, I had foot surgery exactly 6 weeks ago today.
Jesus, it's been 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been 6 weeks.
Fuck.
It's been a fucking month and some, almost 2 months, right?
Mm-mm.
Girl, I'm so ready to fucking be done. I want to get out of the house. I am cabin fever to the max.
Yes.
But your bitch is walking.
Yeah, she is. I seen her.
Your bitch just drove a little. Don't tell anyone. But I've got the clearance.
Yeah,
so
you're allowed
fine.
To drive.
I'm allowed to. But that was really exciting. And I'm super excited.
And we got Starbies.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to get that piece of me back because Jesus Christ.
Me too. Where's my Jeep ride?
I know.
I need you to fucking pull up music blast and like, get in the fucking car, loser. Peel away somewhere.
I need to take the fucking roof off, but I don't think
it's getting cold now.
Can.
Yeah. It's real cold in the morning and at night. It's just fucking 1,000 degrees in the day.
I've been inside for too long.
Oh, it's turning fall.
It's fall, y'all.
Mm-hmm,
happy
mm-hmm.
fall, y'all. Give me your goddamn.
My goddamn is that I totally lost touch with reality and had no idea what day anything was. Like,
oh, no.
Fucking Halloween snuck up on me and I was like, oh shit, it's already
sure
Halloween.
Dude, this fly.
It's going to be all episode long. There's a fly in here, guys.
Yeah, there is. He's fucking
fine.
Looking for a way out, too.
And he, like, snuck in on the 2 seconds it was open for us to get in.
Because
we were quick to keep the cold air in.
So quick.
Anyway, what was I saying? See, already forgetful.
Mm.
Oh, but I'm super excited because I just realized that this weekend my aunt and my cousin come to town. And
yeah.
We have so many fun things planned.
How fun!
So it's kind of like a mini staycation for me, but I'm only taking one day off of work, so that part kind of slunks, but I'm just so excited to hang out with family.
Yeah.
Like, my family never visits. They're probably the only ones who visit.
Yeah, but that's super fun.
I know, and I had no fucking idea that it was literally tomorrow.
Yeah, right?
So, yay, except for I fucked up, and I double booked, and I'm missing a baby shower now, and I feel so bad, but that's okay. Life happens.
Life happens.
And it wasn't intentional. So, here I am.
Here you are.
And I'm excited.
I'm super excited for that as well, because I'm going to partake in some, if not
most, because I will just continually text you.
Yeah.
And when you're not there, I'll send you pictures to make you jealous, and you'll be like, God damn it, I'm on my way.
Here's what you're missing. Maybe I'll be your guys' driver. Then I don't have to, like, drink or figure that part out or whatever. I could still work the next day, and then I'll just drive you.
Well, I do like the sound of that, but also I need you drunk with me, so.
I get it.
You know. Don't know if I agree to that, but okay. Okay, are you ready for some murder?
I am.
Because this week's episode is actually brought to us by a listener by the name of Jasmine, who emailed us. And Jasmine, I'm really sorry I did not email you back, because this is how research went. Last night at fucking 8 o'clock, I was like, fuck, I don't have a case. Oh, Jasmine emailed us. And I pulled it up, and then I just started writing. So here we are. Thank you, Jasmine!
Yay!
And I am going to tell you about Reagan Simmons Hancock.
Those are very regal names. Reagan Simmons Hancock.
Everybody was calling her Regan, but I feel like I continually say Reagan.
I feel like I've only ever heard it as Reagan.
Yeah, I know. That's why Regan was like...
Regan.
Anyway, okay, so okay. Reagan. We're going to call her Reagan if I'm mispronouncing it. Regan family. Since
apologize.
Apologies. Yes, okay. I have zero before times.
All right.
So we're jumping right in.
Let's do it.
Let me set the scene.
Oh, okay.
It is picture. October 9th, 2020.
Oh, that's like in 3 days.
Yeah. It's already passed.
You're
October
right.
9th. We're in November.
So close.
I think you do have lost touch with reality.
I have. I've been inside for too long.
God, honestly, I get it. I feel like it's October 9th.
Yeah.
It
I don't even know what day it is.
October 9th-y.
It's the worst October 9th day.
Yes, yes. It was in 2020 also.
Oh, shit.
Spoiler alert.
Bad year.
Okay, so we're at like the height of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Everybody's at home. But we are in New Boston, Texas, so I'm not really sure.
Where the fuck is that?
In Texas? In fucking Texas. Actually,
it's not near Boston.
No. I think it said something like fucking an hour out from Dallas. I don't know exactly. Okay. But guesstimate around Dallas.
Who, like, they gave Dallas as the closest point. And was like, this place?
New Boston.
Is like New Boston.
This is like Boston, but like newer.
Yeah, but like hella newer.
Yeah,
hella. They just call it like New Texas. What?
No, it's New Boston, bitch.
All right.
So we have a 21-year-old woman by the name of Reagan Simmons Hancock.
Okay. Somewhere in Texas.
Somewhere in New Boston. And she is married to a man by the name of Homer. And they have been married for about a year at this point. You laughing at Homer?
Yeah. Who's still naming their kids Homer?
I don't know, but I have a grandpa named Homer.
Do you?
Yeah. I have his lunchbox and it says Homer.
Jay Simpson? No. It's the only Homer I've ever heard.
You know what? I have never put that together until I was writing this. And then I was like, Homer, oh, like my family member. And I was like Homer Simpson. Why have I never put that together?
Huh.
I don't know.
That's the only time I've ever heard Homer.
As a name?
Yeah.
It used to be an actual name. A valid name.
Used to be a very common name, I guess.
I guess. Shoot. Okay, so Homer is the husband's name.
Uh-huh.
And they're married for about a year.
Okay.
Reagan had a 3-year-old daughter. I don't know if it was with him. I have no idea. I don't know the deets. But she was currently 36 weeks pregnant with her second child.
Ooh, rough.
While I'm here.
Yeah.
This is going to be a massive trigger warning for everybody.
Oh, no.
Jasmine came in fucking hot with an intense case.
Oh, no.
Okay. So she's 36 weeks pregnant with her second child, who is a girl that was going to be named Braxlyn.
Oh, that's cute.
On this morning, Reagan was getting ready to head to her last day of work before she started her maternity leave, and she was going to drop off her daughter at daycare before.
Mm-hmm.
A little before 9 a.m. that morning, Homer calls Reagan a few times to check in on her, and he gets no reply. So he's starting to get worried because she's, like, about to pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he calls Reagan's mom, who is named Jessica, and asks if she can go check on Reagan because he can't get a hold of her, and obviously he's concerned. So Jessica hops in the car and she heads to Reagan's, but on the way she stops at the 3-year-old's daycare because it's along the way. And she's like, oh, if the little grandchild is here, I'm not going to be as worried that she's not answering.
Yeah.
She's just probably late for work or doing her morning thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So she stops in and she asks if the granddaughter was dropped off, and they confirm that she, in fact, was not.
Uh-oh.
She had not made it that morning.
Oh, no.
So immediately Jessica starts to panic and she's like, fuck, something is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, this is not normal. This is not what's supposed to be happening. So she starts booking it to Reagan's house. She calls her husband and she's like, I'm going to pull into the police station and tell them that something's wrong. And she's literally pulling into the police station as she's telling him this.
Oh, wow.
And then the husband is like, well, now hold on. Like, we don't even know if anything's wrong. Like, maybe she's just not feeling well and decided to take the day off or something. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, hold up, though. But, like, don't involve the cops yet. Like, go check on her.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, you're right. And then so she goes to Reagan's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so she pulls up to Reagan's house, and it's about 10 a.m. in the morning, and she was immediately alarmed because the garage door was wide open, and it was never left open.
Uh-oh.
Like, probably only open to, like, come and go, right?
Yeah.
So she also, like, as she's getting out of her car, she notices that there's streaks of blood in the driveway, and they go into the garage.
No.
And then there's a door in the garage, and she goes to open it, and there's bloody handprints, fingerprints all over the knob.
Oh, my God.
So now she's like, fuck. And she uses her shirt to open the door, but she's really scared at what she's about to see.
Would have called the cops immediately right then.
Yeah. I think she's, like, in trauma mode.
Yeah.
And so she opens the door, and it leads into the kitchen, I'm guessing from the garage.
Yeah.
And she opens the door, and she immediately sees a bloody footprint on the ground, and she closes the door really quick and backs out. And she's like, nope. And then the whole time she's thinking, what if my baby's in there and needs me? Like, I need to open the door. Like, so she gets up enough gumption, and she opens the door all the way. And this is when she is met with an insanely bloody scene.
Oh, God.
Reagan was laying on her belly with her face down into, like, the living room carpet. And she had one arm above her head in a pool of blood. And the house was totally disheveled. Like, it was clear that there was a struggle or something. Because the family always kept the house really nice.
Mm-hmm.
There was blood everywhere. And it was clearly evident that she had been attacked. She immediately knew that Reagan was already gone,
but
she kept yelling her name over and over again and begging for her to talk to her.
Oh, this breaks my heart.
I know. This whole thing's going to break your heart. But she knew not to move the body. Like, she's like, this is a crime scene. So she, like, backed out of the house. And she just started to break down and, like, lose her shit.
Yeah.
And then she immediately remembered the three-year-old. Like, where's the three-year-old? Oh, and God. She's like, I can't fucking go in there. Like, I can't go in there and see something bad mm-hmm. to the three-year-old. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. So she immediately calls 911. And then she calls her husband right after and is like, you need to get here now. Reagan's gone. And her husband arrives before the police. And her husband brings a really close friend with him, like a family friend.
Mm-hmm. Weird, but okay.
I know. I'm wondering if maybe they were hanging out or their neighbors or something. And they're like, fuck, let's go.
Jessica's husband?
Yes, Jessica's husband. Homer does know that there's something wrong, though. I don't know who calls Homer, but spoiler alert, he's on the way.
Okay.
So Jessica's husband mm-hmm. arrives with a friend, and immediately Jessica starts begging the husband, like, do not go in there. There's nothing for you to do in there. You do not need to see it. It's awful. But, of course,
yeah,
being a man. No, I'm just kidding. He immediately ran inside of the house.
Yeah. Being the dad, too. Yeah. Like, even if you told me, like, you don't want to see it, I'd be like, well, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah,
me Why too. Didn't you tell me I didn't want to see that?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's basically what happened. And he ran in and he immediately came out screaming, why? And then he fell in the driveway and started having chest pains. Like, he collapsed. He's later going to take the stand and explain that his next immediate thought was also about the three-year-old uh-huh. and he couldn't bring himself to go in there. So now you have two adults that don't know what's going on with the three-year-old, but they both are like not willing to go in there. They cannot.
Yeah. You know?
Like that's they are their going daughter. Through their own trauma.
And then their grandkid. Mm-hmm. Like ain't no fucking way you want to see that.
Exactly.
They just saw their daughter who has been the light of their life for their entire life.
Mm-hmm. And they were also close. So, yeah.
It's so much worse.
It's so awful. So, what he does is he starts yelling out the little girl's name.
Yeah.
And, like, hopefully he can hear something. And then the friend that came along.
He's like, I have no attachments. I'll come in. I'll run in. I'll find her.
Well, the friend was close enough that, like, knew the family and everything, and the family knew them.
Yeah.
So, the friend immediately knows, like, we can't go in through the garage door because there's a bloody crime scene right there, and they don't want to disturb it or anything. Like, in order to get to the rest of the house, they'd have to step over Reagan's body, and there was just like so much blood everywhere.
Oh, God.
So you're gonna be leaving, you're gonna be fucking with a crime scene.
Yeah.
So he tries the front door, and the front door is locked. And then he hears the dad screaming, I think the baby's in the back. Like he heard a faint noise. So the friend was like, fuck that then, and jumped over Reagan's body and ran into the back of the house and found the three-year-old who was hidden in a bed with a blanket over her, terrified because she had witnessed everything that happened to her mom and then was abandoned.
Oh, my God.
She was there for it. And I think they had mentioned that there was, like, toddler clothing with blood on it.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know if she was wearing it or what. But anyway. Obviously very traumatic. So the friend throws a blanket over the three-year-old's head and then carries her out past her mom because they have to step over her mom's body and didn't want the three-year-old to see it. So they get the baby out and the baby seems okay, like physically okay, otherwise traumatized.
Otherwise she's in for a long fucking ride.
Yeah, I'm sure this isn't going to be good. Hopefully she doesn't remember shit.
Right.
Now Homer, Reagan's husband, he arrives. And Jessica and her husband are trying to talk Homer out of going in that house. Like, it took everything they had to keep him from going in that house, but they were successful at keeping him from seeing the crime scene.
Wow.
Yeah. When the officers arrived, they find Reagan had been laying face down on the ground in the living room with a large abundance of blood around her. She was covered in deep cuts and gashes that were deep enough to expose, like, the fat layers under her skin. Mm-hmm. And it was immediately evident that these wounds were not survivable.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're like, she's gone. You know, there's no need to try to resuscitate her or anything. There was blood all over the walls, the furniture, appliances, like, all over the house. And it was really clear that Reagan had fought for her and her baby's life, and she was being attacked. So since it was obvious that Reagan had passed on, the police didn't bother having the paramedics come in and instead opted to close off the crime scene and was like, there's nothing for you to do here.
Yeah.
And the lead officer actually didn't know that Reagan was pregnant.
I was just going to say, what about the little baby?
Exactly. So he didn't know because, like, he had seen the crime scene. And he was like, oh, there's no saving her. Like, go ahead and tape it off. And then he had overheard them talking about her being pregnant. And he was like, well, I didn't see a belly. Like, how far along was she? And then the mom said, oh, she's 36 weeks. And he was like, hold the fuck up. And then he went back in and looked at the crime scene. He was like looking around and he couldn't, like, her belly looked flat and deflated. It didn't look like firm.
Oh my God. Do we have a fucking baby snatcher?
Girl, we got a baby snatcher, my friend.
This is fucking insane.
I said trigger warning. And if you're pregnant, I hope you're not listening anymore. Or you have a very strong gut.
Like, aww, literally.
Don't do that.
Well, you said it.
I did. God damn it. Okay.
Sorry.
So the lead officer, he immediately goes back into the crime scene and he's trying to look at her belly without like moving her to see if he can see if there's a baby through like the slash marks on her. And he can't really see anything. But he's like, for sure her belly is deflated. That's weird. So he calls in the paramedics to see if there's like a viable baby or anything inside of her. And by the way, for the record, this whole instance is widely videotaped. Like, everybody had a fucking body cam on. I didn't, like, I don't know if this part is out to the public, but, like, the jury watches the fucking body cam footage and shit. And, like, horrific. I watched body cam footage of what I'm going to tell you later. Like, the whole thing is very documented.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a blessing because there's so much evidence and everything. But also, it's like, Jesus Christ, like, this is shit you don't need to know or see.
Yeah.
Like, you can't believe it that it happened. So he calls in the paramedics and the body cam footage shows them trying to roll her over. And then they look and immediately see that there is no baby. Like, the baby had been taken.
Mm-hmm.
When they roll her over, it's clear that her stomach had been sliced from hip to hip and that, like I said, there was no baby present anymore. They were able to determine that Reagan had likely only been dead about an hour.
Holy shit.
Like, so this just happened. Police immediately call all of the local hospitals and they put a bolo out for a newborn baby without a mom. Like, hey, we got a baby snatcher out here. Like, if you guys hear anything, please let us know.
Yeah. Or if you see someone come into the hospital and they're like, anyway, I just had this baby. Can you check it out?
Ugh.
But I'm fine.
How convenient you mentioned that, because earlier that same morning at about 9:37 a.m., so 30 minutes prior to Reagan being found, a woman by the name of Taylor Parker gets pulled over by a state trooper because she's speeding and driving erratically.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets up to her window, he finds her covered in blood and holding a newborn baby in her lap.
Mm-hmm.
And she was attempting to perform CPR on the infant.
While driving?
I don't fucking know. Or if, like, she stopped and then started doing it. I don't know.
Okay.
So she said that she was trying to get to a hospital because she was driving and her water broke and then she gave birth in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she was trying to get to a hospital that was, like, an hour away or something in Idabel, Texas. And she refused for her or the baby to be taken anywhere else.
Just this one hospital.
Just this one hospital.
Okay, that's kind of dumb, but okay.
Super dumb. The officer that had pulled her over had actually lost a child of his own, so he immediately sprung into action and had called in paramedics because the baby didn't have a heartbeat.
I know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
save this baby.
Exactly. And by the way, like, the bolo had not been put out yet, so this officer is responding before they know they're missing a baby.
Yeah, and he's responding accurately.
He thinks that this lady just gave birth.
Yeah.
Paramedics were able to get the baby's heartbeat beating again.
Oh, wow.
I know. And they take her to that hospital. However, the baby later passed away.
Oh, I know. Baby.
I know.
Braxlyn.
I know. It's so sad. So this is going to be key evidence later in the case, proving that the baby was alive at the time of the murder, because if it wasn't, then there wouldn't be a heartbeat to restore.
Yeah.
So they're saying, like, if she had died inside of the mother. Because what they're going to do is they're also going to try to charge this lady with kidnapping, too. Not only murder, but kidnapping. And in order to prove that, the kid has to be alive to be nabbed. And,
okay.
So
isn't it also murder for the kid, though?
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Like, I get it. She also want to do kidnapping, but, like, let's just go for double murder.
I know, right? Like, let's go for that one.
Yeah.
But the fact being that, because she's, her defense is going to use anything they can, right?
Of course.
So.
We didn't actually kidnap it.
Yeah. It was already dead. It's just playing with a deceased corpse or something. I don't know. Disrespect on your ancestors.
Disrespect on you and your family.
Disrespectful. Honestly. But the whole thing being that there is, if your baby dies inside of you, you can't restore the heartbeat. Like, the baby had been alive and they restored the heartbeat.
Hmm.
Like, so it had only lost a heartbeat for a few minutes maybe before they were able to restore it.
Yeah.
The whole time, this officer is consoling this woman who had just had this tragic event happen to her, and he's helping her get off to the hospital and check for hemorrhaging and stuff, right?
Yeah.
He did notice, though, like as some of the adrenaline started to wear off, that some of the things seemed strange about the scenario. He said that when he had pulled her over, Taylor had the baby in her lap with the umbilical cord, like, connected to the baby still and sticking out of her pants, like her pants were on. And inside of her pants was the placenta. But weird, right? Like, she had shoved the placenta down her pants. Yeah.
Where was the umbilical cord coming out of? The top or the bottom?
Of her pants?
Yeah.
I would think the top. The top. Like, the belt. I don't know. It didn't specify, but I was thinking the waist, you know?
So okay.
Did she just, like, kind of unbuckle her pants and then shove the placenta in there?
Were they, like, yoga pants?
And then she was just driving with that in her pants?
Was it in her underwear, too?
That would be really weird.
But also, it would be the accurate way.
Honestly, I don't really fucking know.
Did she have underwear on?
Well, it would be really weird if she didn't. I don't know.
Was she wearing maternity pants? Because here's how you can tell.
If they're jeans.
She's wearing jeans without a fucking hair tie strapping those bitches together.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
But she was never pregnant. Like,
I wonder if there's, like, body cam footage of being pulled over.
I bet there is.
I don't know that answer.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm sure there's evidence to suggest certain things. But
also, have you seen a placenta?
Also, wouldn't you think about this and be like, I'm going to wear a dress or something, you know, like she planned this.
Yeah.
Like, pick your clothes, right?
Right.
Not pants. Don't shove placenta in your pants.
Jeans. Have you seen a placenta? It's like a wet paper bag.
I
filled with foam. Beads. Like, it's such a weird organ.
It is. And I have seen it. My imagine. Doctor held mine up for me, and I was like, oh, good.
Mine thanks. Did, too.
Like a sheet.
Yeah,
like,
and then plopped it back into the fucking tub of, like, you know, what you would normally
gelatinous
find cleaning fluid in.
Meat.
Yeah. Now imagine that in your pants.
That's what's got me all tore up.
How'd she even grab it? Like, woo. You know?
It's like a water weenie.
It is. Like, that's such a, it's not shapes, you know?
It's an amoeba.
It is an amoeba of shapes. Now put that in your fucking, like, how do you
I don't
even know what it is?
Like, dropping a bowl of Jell-O down there?
Had I grabbed a baby, like, had I stolen a baby and grabbed it, I would never be like, whoop, the placenta. Like,
oh, don't worry. She did her research. So.
I guess you'd have to.
You, yeah. Honestly, because what,
I don't know how to do a C-section either.
I don't know any of that shit. Well, whatever kind of pants she was wearing, the placenta was in them. Also, she had said that she had just given birth, but there was, like, no amniotic fluid or anything or blood on the floorboards of the car or anywhere on the seats.
Very clean birth, except for what's in my pants.
Very clean birth, yeah.
Except for that.
Exactly. But, like, in the moment, the guy's just like, oh, my God, let's save everybody.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's probably only experienced one or two childbirths in his life, you know?
Like, well, I don't know. Maybe car births are kind of common for police to see. I don't
know. I mean, maybe.
I have no idea. I'll have to ask.
But they're probably all a little different.
The next cop that pulls me over.
Hey, anyway. Quick question.
While you're writing me up for that ticket, I have a question for you. You don't have to answer right away.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I really want you to think about it.
How many births have you seen given in cars? So there's nothing on the car to suggest that she had just given birth. And also, the baby didn't look wet and sticky, but instead kind of looked dry and flaky. Like
it had been out for a minute.
Yeah. Like, he's like, obviously it was a newborn baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a premature baby, like 6 weeks preemie or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, four weeks.
Depending. Yeah. Unless you're me, then it's six.
Yeah, exactly. And it still had, like, gooey, goppy stuff on it, but it was, like, drying and flaky. So longer than just having given birth.
Good on him for noticing that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think I would have. I'd have been like, ew, gross, you hold it.
And that's why you're not in this profession.
You're not wrong.
So, on the ambulance ride.
Is that in your pants? Jesus Christ.
It's disgusting. Was it Jell-O? How'd you grab it?
Is it in your... gross. How'd you grab it?
Oh, my God. Okay, so on the ambulance ride, the paramedics kept worrying about Taylor and hemorrhaging, right? Mm-hmm. But all of her vitals seemed totally fine. And she was, like, refusing to let them, like, vaginally check her or anything. Mm-hmm. So they just kept, like, I don't know, taking her blood pressure or some shit. And they were like, you do not seem that you have just given birth at all. Like, everything seems fine. And when she gets to the hospital, like I said, she continues to refuse any kind of exams or to check to make sure she's not bleeding to death. But she did agree to a blood and urine test. And
they said she's not pregnant anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But she's a dum-dum because it turns out that even after you give birth, like 6 weeks after or something.
Oh, you saw the HGC or whatever.
Yeah, HCG, I think it is. I don't know.
HCG,
maybe. HCG. Whatever. HGC. The hormone growth fucking shit.
Yeah.
Human growth hormone.
HGH.
I don't fucking know what it's called. But you know what I mean? That thing that tells you you're pregnant.
Yeah.
That causes the line on the test.
Yeah.
She didn't have any of that in her system, and it would still be present 6 weeks after giving birth.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What a dummy.
I know. And this is the part that I had watched part of because Jasmine sent this clip. And it's like all, it's like the body cam footage of the police talking to like the nurses and the ER doctor and stuff. And they're like, there's nothing there. And then you can see this other nurse start to like put shit together. Like, oh, fuck. And one of the nurses literally says, what did I just walk into?
Like, oh, God. It
is, everybody's baffled, but also like handling it really well.
Yeah.
So as you would if you're in the ER, I guess. Like it takes a lot.
To shock them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Startle them.
Taylor had, when she was admitted, had to fill out paperwork for the birth and everything. And she had signed her boyfriend, Wade, as the father of the child, gave the child a name and everything, checked the little box saying that she planned to breastfeed. Which, how the fuck are you going to breastfeed if you didn't have a fucking baby, bitch? You going to let that baby starve?
It's like when your doctor asks, like, and they only have 1 hour of screen time, right? Yeah. And you're like, absolutely.
But wouldn't they be like, you just had the baby. They're going to try to put that baby on your nip if everybody bought your story.
Yeah, but immediately after, you don't have milk anyway. So then you'd be like just touching your nipple and be like, crazy, I'll work on it at home. You know, like
they don't expect the baby's going to die of starvation.
Well, yeah, but maybe they'd be like, it's not working. Crazy. Give me some formula.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. A fucking idiot is what I'm saying. But anyway.
Yeah. No, you're not. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Obviously. Yeah, yeah. She's an
obviously.
Idiot.
Obviously. So this is all happening really fast, right?
Yeah.
And right as Taylor is like being admitted and everything, that's when the police start calling saying, be on the lookout for all for a preemie baby. Right.
Oh, my God.
And so one of these nurses starts to add everything up and was like,
she's like, we have exactly one of those.
We have a home girlie that isn't actually pregnant with a newborn baby.
Oh.
And so they all kind of just like entertained Taylor. Yeah. Yeah. While they waited for the detective to
like,
arrive.
Like, love your baby. It's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Your baby's dead. It didn't make it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And actually, when the detective showed up, she was, like, on the phone with Wade. And I don't know if she was, like, telling Wade, like, the baby didn't make it or I had just had my baby or whatever. Because she was telling him that she was pregnant this whole fucking time.
Wade,
her husband. Or her boyfriend, not husband.
Uh-huh.
So, at first, when the detective came, she denied everything and kept trying to lead everyone on that she had been pregnant.
Yeah.
Then, after being confronted with all of the evidence, she admitted to killing Reagan and saying that she'd gotten into an altercation with her and then abducted the baby.
Okay.
She admitted to using a small scalpel to cut the baby from Reagan's
womb. That she happened to have with her during this argument?
Right? That you fucking brought along with you?
Mm-hmm.
She used a scalpel to cut the baby from her womb. And said that she left the scalpel at the house because they're like, where's the murder weapon and all this shit, right? And she's like, I left it there. Well, an autopsy was performed on Reagan and the scalpel was found lodged into her neck, but it had not been visible at the crime scene.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Reagan had been strangled, beaten, and repeatedly stabbed over hundreds of times.
Hundreds.
Like, it was vicious. Taylor was immediately arrested and charged with capital murder.
Who is Taylor? Like, I know who she is.
I was like, uh-oh, did I not say her name earlier?
Yeah. No.
But like, who is she to Reagan, right? Like,
yeah,
why?
Who is she to Reagan? Who is she to life? Is she a fucking Facebook marketplace? Like, does anyone have newborn clothes?
Yeah,
like,
right? What?
Who is this bitch?
What? I'm going to tell you. Don't worry.
Okay.
During the capital murder trial, prosecutors claimed that the motive behind the murder was to help Taylor keep up with a lie that she'd been telling everyone in order to keep her boyfriend around, Wade. Mm-hmm. She had lied to him and said that she was pregnant, and she would wear a fake belly around him all of the time and everyone else to make that she was trying to make the world believe that she was pregnant.
How do you, with your husband, wear a fake belly?
I don't know. They
or
must
your
have not
boyfriend.
They must have not been that fucking close.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to touch it.
When
like,
I was pregnant, yeah. Brandon touched that shit.
Maybe she was, like, weird about it and wouldn't let him touch it.
I guess he'd have to be.
Yeah.
You're just also never going to shower or change in front of them.
I guess.
This person who you're allegedly intimate with. Are you not going to be intimate with them for the whole 6 months
that you're showing? You
just wear a full
outfit the whole time.
Like, yeah. That's
don't know.
But she also holes in your story, you know?
Yeah. She was also claiming to have like medical problems and stuff too.
There's a lot of mental problems.
1,000%. But like maybe she was saying there's problems with the pregnancy or something. So she got out of having a bone or something.
Oh,
I don't really know.
Like,
I don't know. I'm
rest.
Speculating. Yeah.
I have to wear this compression sweatshirt forever.
Yeah. Like nobody can touch my belly.
Yeah. It's actually.
It's doctor's orders. Yeah, exactly. No one can even look at me.
Okay.
So I don't know. And I don't know how she didn't really get caught. But some people were onto her, so she wasn't that convincing, I guess.
Yeah.
So she would fake ultrasounds, and she would go to appointments and fake appointments, and she would post social media updates.
How do you fake ultrasounds? Like, that's not a very specific type of paper.
She had had a baby before and, like, would cut off the information at the top and just post the picture. And then she would just take them from online and just, like, make sure that none of the personal information was involved in the picture.
But the boyfriend was never like, can I see it?
I bet the boyfriend had never had a baby before. So it was like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And it sounded like they weren't doing so great because she was trying everything she could to keep him. There was also some story about how she had, like, she had lied to him saying that she had a lot of money, but she couldn't get to it because her mom was doing some fucking weird thing. Like, she was trying everything to keep this guy around for some reason.
Very strange. Also, if someone wants to leave you, let him go.
Let him go. Let him go. It turns out that Taylor and her boyfriend even had a gender reveal party for her. And they said it was a girl. And Reagan was having a girl.
Okay.
And Reagan had posted on social media that she was having a girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did she know Reagan? Was she a friend?
I'm going to tell you. Okay. So Taylor went full send into the fake pregnancy life, and she was coming up on that due date with no baby to deliver. So she stole Reagan's baby and murdered them both. And she just didn't want to admit it because she didn't want to fucking have to come out and admit her fucking dumbass lie about being pregnant. Literally, it's all over a dumb lie.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just being like, psych, I'm crazy and you should break up with me.
So now I'm going to murder someone.
She's even crazier. She doubled down
yeah.
and murdered someone and an innocent infant.
Also, I don't know if you've ever had a baby or not, mm-hmm. but like those first, I don't know, 3 months.
You did awful.
Awful. I would never kill someone for that.
No. No. Like,
I'd kill someone to not have to do that again.
So I don't have to experience the newborn phase.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck. What a weird.
It's not
weird to want it, but like what a
weird way to get it.
Gymnastics yeah. way to like get there.
And she then really thought she was going to crush it, you know?
And it's still going to suck. Like your problems aren't over. No. You just got a newborn.
I don't think she's. Yeah. I mean.
How old was she? I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Keep telling your story.
Taylor was. In her mid-20s, mid to later 20s.
You could adopt.
So many options.
You could get in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, if you can't get pregnant
yeah.
or whatever. You could get a surrogate. You could
exactly.
You
there could get a foster kid. There are so many kid. Other options. Now, Taylor's boyfriend was interviewed by the police, and he said that Taylor was supposed to go to the hospital in Idabel
mm-hmm.
and pre-register for labor. This is his side of the story, right? Like,
yeah.
oh, she was supposed to go there, pre-register for labor, and that she was to be induced on that day, so October 9th.
Yeah.
And he was scheduled to meet her at the hospital at around noon for the birth of their child.
Okay.
So he rolls up ready to have a baby and instead is met with all the police.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what the fuck, you know?
He's like, I'm just here for my kid.
Exactly. So this kind of explains why she had refused for the ambulance to take her and the baby anywhere else, because she has her fucking elaborate lie, like, go to this hospital and at noon I'm going to give birth. It'll make sense when she gets there, if the baby makes it or not, that she now has a baby at this hospital, because that was all along the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
It also came out in the trial that Taylor's previous husband testified that Taylor had actually had a hysterectomy.
Oh, shit. What?
In 2015.
That bitch doesn't even have a uterus?
She ain't even got a uterus. And she was unable to have any more children, and that she was actually there.
More children?
He wasn't allowed. Yeah, she already had, I think, 2 kids or something. But she couldn't have more children because he was literally there when she had the hysterectomy. Because what had happened was she had an ovarian cyst or some shit and went in for surgery. And when they were in there, they found out that she actually had endometriosis along with a tubal pregnancy or some shit.
Mm.
And so while she was under, the doctors came back to the husband and was like, hey, man, like, she's got some serious shit going on here. It's not healthy for her. Do you think, like, is it okay to remove, like, give a hysterectomy to her?
Thank,
like,
God a man can answer that for someone else.
That's what I fucking thought. And so he was like, yeah.
Bitch, wake my ass up and ask me.
It's so funny because that's how she felt too. So he was like, yeah, do what you got to do to keep her safe. And so they did the hysterectomy. And then when she came to, she was fucking pissed because she was like, why didn't you wake me up for me to give consent? Which I feel like should have been a, like, hey, if we get in there and it's something bad, do you give consent? What do you want to do?
Yeah, you know? I think that's usually how they ask it, or like yeah. what they make you do, especially if you're going in
this
for
is
like
2015
a C-section.
Though, so who knows? The coffee's kicking in and I feel great. She's pissed. Mm-hmm. Where's my uterus? She says. I'm paraphrasing. All right.
Sounds like you're reading a children's book. Yeah. Where's my uterus?
She says. In the kitchen? It's not there.
I thought I saw a uterus.
They should make a kid's book about uteri.
Yeah. Is it under this pillow? And he, like, you know, pulled a little tab.
Oh. Not like under spot, there. All those spot books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a book.
Is
I thought
it
I saw
in
a
Taylor's pants?
Oh, shit. It is.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Run, Taylor, run. Oh, that's a terrible joke. Okay, so she wakes up, is pissed that she doesn't have a uterus. The ex-husband also testified that he had sent an anonymous text message to Taylor's current boyfriend.
Being like, yo, heads up, she doesn't have a fucking uterus.
1,000%. That's basically what he did. He was like,
and I know she said she's pregnant, but that's literally impossible. Because I have that shit on my wall.
Ew, don't do that.
That's what I would do with it.
Your uterus?
Yes.
Put it in a jar?
Yeah.
Do you need, like, a big jar? How big are uteri?
I don't know, but I would go with, like, a shadow box situation.
It'll dry up. You need to keep it wet. It feels like a wet kind of thing.
Well, maybe a wet shadow box.
What?
But I would pin it up in the shape of a uterus,
you know? What a great idea.
Thank you.
Why don't they make wet shadow boxes?
I don't know.
I could have kept that umbilical cord fresh.
Patent pending.
All right. Wet shadow box. trademark.
You know, like, how people have moths tacked up?
Yeah,
like, that's how I would want my uterus.
So dry.
Taxidermy it.
Oh, can you?
You know? I'm sure you can. It's an
organ. I don't know.
I don't either.
Did you say I'm sure I can? It's California?
Nope. You can do anything. I feel like that goes more for Texas.
Yeah.
No, I said I'm sure you can. It's an organ.
Oh.
Like, yeah. It's just an organ. You can fucking taxidermy it. I don't know that. Marty, can you taxidermy
Great question.
A uterus? Not like you in particular. I don't
and
need
like,
one.
And like, don't do it.
Don't do
unless
it.
Unless you have an animal uteri. That'd be interesting. That's already dead.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know why I keep calling it a uteri. Like, I don't think we've ever had to talk about multiple uteruses.
It's a uterus. When you're in a relationship, that's why he was allowed to get it taken out. You
that
know?
Is so dumb, and I love it. It is a uterus. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
This okay. is going wildly off the rails.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm for it.
Okay.
I need it.
So,
because this was shit like, is heavy.
He was like, I got her uterus on the wall.
Don't worry about it. She's not actually really pregnant.
It's not so, filled with a child.
Yeah. And so he sent this message on September 16th or something like that. So this is like a couple weeks before all of this is going down. So,
bro,
the theory is that this was the catalyst for her to be like, oh, fuck, I actually need to produce
a baby.
Yeah. So he admits that he sent the message to him warning him that she didn't have a uterus or anything like that. He even said in the text messages that all of the local hospitals in New Boston were actually on high alert because they knew that she was lying about being pregnant. I don't know how, what, why. Maybe this is a small town. I'm not really fucking sure.
How can so many people, especially authority people at like a hospital, know that?
I don't know. That's why I think it's a small town.
Think like, hey, this Let's might progress. Something.
Yeah. Well, that's what he was so worried about. Was like, and that's what he even wrote in the text. Like, I'm worried at what she's capable of doing.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah. Her fucking ex had her pinned. Was like, this is red flags all over it.
It's like I've seen this shit before.
Uh huh. And she was trying to warn the boyfriend, and the boyfriend did not take the bait. And
he didn't take the bait? Did he confront her? Was he like, hey, just wondering, can I see your uterus real quick?
I don't fucking know.
But I can mean, I touch guessing, the baby in your belly?
I'm guessing he was like, look at this fucking random ass message I just got from this anonymous person. And she was like, that's bullshit. Whatever. People are haters. Because immediately after, like a few moments after, on her phone, she started looking up ways to fake a childbirth and like all that shit and like how to file for a baby being born outside of a hospital and things like that and like how to get a fake birth certificate. She started looking all that shit up minutes after he had received that text.
What the fuck? What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Just on my phone.
Don't worry about it. But that also explains why she wanted to go to that hospital so far away, because everybody close by allegedly was on high alert.
Yeah. But also, you're just picking where you're going to have give birth fucking
I think she just was before. Like, I don't know what her fucking plan was. And then when she started to feel the pressure of her due date coming, she's like, oh, fuck, I got to figure this out. And
yeah.
She did a very poor job at figuring it out.
I guess that's what I mean. Like, this all seems very like, oh, shit, you know, not mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm actually pregnant and yeah. I need to go see a doctor regularly.
Yeah. No. This is also when she started to like stock maternity stores and clinics and stuff for the potential targets and victims.
Mm-hmm.
She knew she had to produce a baby or she would lose her boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's the whole theory of the prosecution side. During the trial, the prosecutors revealed that Taylor had extensive searches found on her computer on how to convincingly fake a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the day of the murders, Taylor had watched a YouTube video on the physical exam of an infant delivered preterm at 35 weeks. So this is where I was like, she did her fucking research on how yeah. to, like, extract a baby? I don't know.
A physical exam.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Like fucking listen to the heart and stuff. Like, oh, like, this baby's good.
Keep it alive when it's being born. I don't know.
Interesting.
Jurors were actually shown.
Jurors
were actually shown the x-rays of the scalpel embedded in Reagan's neck. Prosecutors explained that Taylor somehow got herself invited to Reagan's house that morning, and for one reason or another, with the full intent of murdering her and stealing the baby, like for some reason, she ends up at Reagan's house and gets herself inside. Like, there wasn't a break in entering or whatever.
Yeah.
They said that Reagan was busy getting ready for her last day of work before maternity leave, and she was also busy getting her 3-year-old daughter ready for daycare when Taylor showed up.
Mm-hmm.
She had gotten the little 3-year-old as far as getting her out of her nighttime pull-ups when Taylor started to bash Reagan over the head with a hammer 5 times using both sides of the hammer.
Oh, God.
Reagan started to put up a fight, and there's clearly a struggle all over the entire fucking house, and Taylor gets Reagan subdued enough that she can get to her belly, and she starts to cut the baby out of her belly while Reagan's alive.
Oh my god. Conscious?
Well,
or just alive?
Well, they say, I mean, and again, this is in the courtroom and prosecutors painting the scene, but they say that the pain would have been so immense that Reagan would have been screaming, you know, and that Taylor did not stop. And so I'm guessing, based on evidence, that they were still thrashing and she was still fighting for her life while she was cutting the baby out of her. Instead of stopping, Taylor pulled out Reagan's uterus.
Jesus fucking.
And cut it open from the back to get to the baby, which I don't even know what the front or back of a uterus looks like, to be honest. So she pulled it out of her fucking body while this woman is still alive. Still alive. Cuts out her uterus, pulls the baby out. Reagan had defensive wounds all over her arms and hands, and one of her fingers was almost completely severed off from her fighting for her child's life and her own life.
Oh, my God.
It was quite literally a torturous death. And she fought for her life the entire fucking time.
And created, her babies.
It created an insane crime scene, one where investigators say that it's the bloodiest crime scene of their career that they have ever experienced or seen.
Oh, my God.
So it was bad. Reagan was still alive even after having the baby removed from her, and Taylor knew that she couldn't leave her alive, so that's when she started to slash at Reagan's neck to kill her off. And she quite literally attempted to decapitate her.
With the tiny scalpel.
And that's when it got lodged in her throat, and then she stopped. So, after Reagan was dead enough for Taylor, Taylor changed her shoes and her clothing, and she got rid of all the evidence before fleeing the scene, showing that she was, like, not at all concerned with the baby's life, because instead of trying to get the baby to a hospital or anything, she was like, gotta cover this up, gotta make it look like I didn't just murder somebody.
Well, at that point, I don't think she even cares about having the baby. She just cares about having a baby.
Yeah, exactly. Whether it's alive or dead. She just needs something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's to cover her lies, not to have a baby.
This is, like, in fucking sane.
Yeah.
Like, going to the max for a fucking lie. When you really cut it all down, you know, like, it's literally like you just lied.
Yeah.
For a long time and you really went for it. But, like, in the end, just be like, clearly I need therapy.
Yeah. My bad. I'm sorry. I get it. It's not working. I understand. I don't want to be with me either.
Yeah. Like, I think I need to go figure out my own shit.
Yeah. Or start over with a new guy. And adopt a baby.
I don't think she's that kind of person. I'm getting the feeling.
Getting the feeling she doesn't really quit on stuff.
Yeah. She goes literal full send. Now, her clothing from the murder, which is all seen on surveillance footage at a nearby market the morning of the murder, she had, like, a full outfit on that she was not wearing when she was picked up by the police
mm-hmm.
or went to the hospital. All of that clothing has never been found. We don't know where it's at. We don't know what happened to it, whatever. Neither has Reagan's phone. it was missing, so she must have taken Reagan's phone. I'm assuming it would have had evidence as to how or why they were meeting up that morning.
Yeah.
A knife that was used in the assault had never been found, and the fake belly that she wore all of the time is missing.
Okay.
The time
and
of,
she never said where any of it was?
No, I
did
guess
she ever
not.
Admit to doing this?
Yes.
Was she like, yeah, my bad?
She, like, admits to an altercation and taking the baby. She changes her story so much that it's like, yeah, she admitted to it enough to where...
like, it happened.
Yeah, it happened, but she changes the reason why. I'll explain it.
Okay.
So the time of death for the baby was at 1:22 p.m., so the baby had to have a heartbeat before that, proving all of that shit, right, that she had kidnapped the baby.
Yeah.
It's got to be alive in order for it to be murder and a kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan's husband, Homer, testified that Taylor and Reagan were actually somewhat friends from when Taylor, who was a photographer, had taken their engagement and wedding photos.
Oh, my God.
But that it wasn't normal for them to hang out. Like, they literally had, like, a strictly clientele whatever relationship.
Yeah.
And Reagan's mom eventually takes the stand, and she describes how close she was to Reagan and how they talked every single day. And she explained that she was actually the one to hire Taylor to do Reagan's photo shoots. And that's how they came to know each other.
The insane mom guilt.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine.
Oh, God.
So
that
when
would
Reagan,
break you.
I know. So when Reagan had found out that she was having a girl, they started talking about hiring Taylor again to take her pregnancy photo shoots.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they were, like, lining it all up. So this is how Taylor finds out that Reagan's having a baby girl, right? And they try to line it all up, but then Taylor says that she was having some medical issues or something, so she couldn't do the photo shoots for them. Like, I don't know why or what.
Okay.
But I'm going to – here's my crazy speculation is that she was like, oh, I know what I'm going to do, and then she wasn't ready for it. So then maybe she was like
– I don't want to get to know these people more on a personal level before I fucking murder them.
Maybe, or like she's like, I'm not ready for it, but when I am ready for it, I'm going to call her and be like, hey, let's meet up and talk about your photo shoot or something, you know? I don't really know for sure because obviously we don't have the evidence. But anyway.
But also, Taylor's phone would have been found.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't find anything. Honestly, it was like last second researching, so I probably could dig more. But I don't know what the evidence is behind their whole relationship other than she was a photographer and they knew each other.
Yeah.
And they probably were friends on social media or something, you know?
Yeah, or followed each other.
Exactly.
Or whatever, at least.
So all of that happens in trial. The jurors only deliberated for like literally an hour and then they were like, she's for sure guilty.
Yeah.
Taylor was convicted of capital murder. Now, while she was in jail waiting for her sentencing, which they're going to...
She got beaten to death.
I wish. They're going to go for death row. Like, they don't... Oh. Yeah, they're like, this is so awful.
Heinous.
Yeah, she was not showing any kind of remorse, nothing. She's a bitch, all right?
Apparently.
So, while she's in jail, she engaged in criminal behavior, which included violations of jail policy and continuing to lie and misrepresent almost all aspects of her medical history and status and everything.
Like the part where she has a uterus?
Yeah. Yeah. She continued that. She would claim that she needed oxygen and that she can't breathe, and they would get her oxygen and they'd put it in the cell for her and then she wouldn't even use it. And then she also had no medical reason. Like, none of her vitals needed oxygen. So I'm like, why the fuck do you give her oxygen? But I'm sure there's some lawsuit legal shit where they're like, just give her the fucking oxygen. She's crazy.
Yeah.
She claims to have had a stroke in 2015 and a rare blood disease, but none of her medical history or records actually support this.
Hmm.
She would fake an ailment to get to go to the jail medical department. And then in transportation from, like, her cell to there, she would flirt with her boyfriends and pass notes through cells and shit like that. Like, so she was just doing it to get out of the cell for a little bit.
Yeah.
When the medical personnel began seeing her in her cell instead because they saw what she was doing, she threw, like, a huge fucking fit, like a pissy fit over it because she wasn't getting out anymore. She also wouldn't let them cuff her in the back, like cuff her hands behind her back. She would only let them cuff them in the front. And the medical professionals started complaining that she wasn't properly restrained.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't know you got to fucking pick. Like, you're in jail, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Unless it's just, like, a different police officer every time and they're like, what the fuck ever? Sure, here. Whatever. I just have to restrain you some way.
Yeah, you know? I just have to get you there.
Exactly.
But yeah, so, as a medical professional in a jail, especially, or
right?
prison.
I'd be like,
I'd be like, I feel like she could wrap those around my neck from this angle.
A little scared of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a murderer. You guys remember that?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this or not, but she's on trial and it's pretty convincing.
Yeah.
She owed over $2,000 in medical bills to the county from all of her little antics. And so to avoid paying them, because they will just take it out of your fucking account at jail or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
So to avoid paying them, she had her mom send money to other inmates. And then she would get the other inmates to buy her food or whatever items from the commissary and then give them to her. Because if her mom put any money in there, then it would go right to the medical bills.
Okay.
She also somehow managed to activate her Snapchat account in jail using her own username and shit.
I'll be honest. I've seen a lot of TikToks coming straight from jail.
Honestly, I'm like, who knew that jail was so accessible?
So easy.
I've seen a lot of that, too. She tried to cook up some alternate theory of her crime to proclaim her innocence by placing the blame on another mentally fragile inmate that she was in jail with. And that didn't work because there was no evidence to suggest that this other person had committed her crime.
Yeah.
I guess she also at one point blamed Reagan and Homer because, according to her, she had called them and asked them to help her cover her lie by pretending to be a nurse and saying that Taylor had lost the baby. Like, call my boyfriend and pretend to be a nurse and say that I lost the baby. And they refused. But I don't know if that's true. This is all Taylor's account and she's a liar. So who knows?
Yeah. But also,
you can't blame somebody for not wanting to lie for you.
It's not their fault that they didn't want to lie.
Exactly. It's like blaming you for making me feel a certain kind of way. Like, you don't control my feelings.
Yeah. That's so strange.
Right? Another account that she cooked up was that Taylor got involved with drugs and that her friend Reagan was killed over a bad drug deal or something like that and that she was being framed for it. But that, though, she did it. Like, all the evidence points to her.
Yeah.
I guess she was so disruptive to the jail that they had to change their rules and policies because of her. Like, she was just a fucking nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
She has tons of murder mystery books in her cell that her family mails to her. And I guess she thinks she's, like, really good at solving murders and shit. And she even offered up her services to the FBI. And I'm not joking.
How do you do that?
I guess she wrote them and she was like, listen, guys.
I don't know if you know this.
I'm a bit of a pro.
Except for that whole part where I got caught.
Except for all of the parts where you definitely got caught very easily, 30 minutes after the crime. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so since she was arrested during COVID, here's the worst. Not the worst, but it's just the fucking cherry on the cake. And I feel like, or ice cream, you don't put cherry on cake. Whatever. I feel like this just describes her so perfectly. You know them saying she doesn't have remorse and all this other shit? So, at the trial, it happened during COVID. Mm-hmm. So, everybody was wearing face masks. And in some cases, not everybody was. But Taylor always wore a face mask. And she would always wear one that had sunflowers on it. But that was a symbol for Reagan's family to honor her because it was her favorite flower. And it was the flower in her wedding. Like, it was the main theme of her wedding and shit, which Taylor had taken the pictures for.
Yeah, so she knew that.
So it's like a silent fuck you. She was wearing, like, they would come to court with little sunflowers on to support Reagan. And she would come to court with a fucking face mask with sunflowers on it. Like an asshole.
That's just some, like, psycho bullshit.
Right? They also discovered that she had been partaking in welfare and benefits fraud for the past 10 years. So she'd been lying about needing welfare and shit, and that's how she was getting any kind of money.
Yeah.
So just overall, a very bad person.
Uh-huh.
She continued to maintain some sort of innocence and say that she was forced to murder Reagan or that she was framed or something, like, through this whole thing. And I don't think she ever took the stand.
I was forced. Well, but, like, I actually didn't do it. But if I did do it, I was forced to do it. But it wasn't me.
All over the place.
Like, what?
Yeah. The prosecution went for the death penalty because of how heinous the crime was and how Taylor showed absolutely no remorse, and they got it.
Oh, wow.
Reagan's mom called Taylor an evil piece of flesh demon, which is my new single.
Just one piece of flesh demon.
You evil piece of flesh demon. And she said, quote, my baby was still fighting for her babies when you tore her open and ripped her baby from her stomach.
Oh, God.
This poor mom had to see everything.
I'm really glad that that little 3-year-old lived.
I know. I hope she's doing okay.
She's not.
Well, she'd be like 8 now.
I mean, she's probably doing okay in life, but like,
I don't know why I said 8. Isn't that only 3 years ago that this happened? So that'd be 6.
Yeah, so she'd be 6. God. Yeah. These are like our ages of my kids. Yeah. I hate this.
I know. I hope that kid's in a lot of therapy and doing great.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so fucking sad.
And no memory of this. Isn't that so fucking sad? Jasmine, fucked me up. I was reading this
having
PTSD and like freaking out while I was reading it. And I was like, I'm not going to do this case because you know my stance on babies. Yeah, and stuff.
Usually that's an Aaron case.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then I was in a time crunch and there was so much evidence and information. And I'm like, I could actually fill out a whole fucking, I could do this forever. So once I got past the initial shock of it, I was like, okay, I'm going to tell the story. And then I read the fucking court proceedings from all the details of the actual murder. And I was like, I don't feel good. A couple times I did not feel good. And I left out a lot of details.
That's nice. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Ugh, like awful. Her uterus was out of her body when she was alive. No, thank you. Hard pass. I don't feel good.
I remember not one of good. Our friends had a C-section and her husband was like, yeah, the doctor was like, check it out. This is her whatever, like spleen or something. And like pulled it out to show him. And he's like, can you fucking put it back? No. Like, that's my wife.
That doesn't make me feel good at all. I don't like it. I do not like it. So that's my fucking story, guys.
Way to go,
you can
Stace.
All thank Jasmine for that trauma. And if you're pregnant and reading this, why did you do that to yourself?
Don't do that. Yeah.
I should have warned you. You should have at the very beginning.
Should have turned it off when she said.
I just said trigger warning, but I should have said for pregnant women. But I said it after saying she was pregnant, so I feel like that's on you for not putting it together.
Honestly.
What are you doing?
You can't control everyone's feelings.
Okay, so if you want to see pictures pertaining to this case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Not Twitter, X. Formerly known as. You can email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com or snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
And if you could please go subscribe, rate, and review. Oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about.
Yeah.
Everything that happened last week.
Sorry for the shit show if you were one of the people that was like, hey, what the fuck happened?
Where did your podcast go?
We're still here. We're back. It never went anywhere. It never went anywhere. It was a big snafu, mix-up, whatever thing happening with us rolling around. But
rolling around, we were switching platforms.
Switching platforms. And yeah, rolling around.
Ran into some technical difficulties.
There were a couple technical difficulties.
Not on our part. We're very smart.
We're so smart.
And I was the one doing it, so that's why I'm so defensive about it.
I feel like we did everything right. But check it out. You don't have ads now.
Yeah, there's no ads. If you go back and listen, there should be no ads.
There should be no ads.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We checked a couple. We spot checked,
but listen, we're hopeful.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you guys, and thanks for always supporting us as we navigate this life of podcasts.
Appreciate ya.
Bye.
Bye.